There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really geek.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that just won't die and keeps on going, doesn't ever die, and just reincarnates itself when it gets stabbed in the heart. Anyway, this is John, and as always, joining me is my lovely co-host, Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I am good, and you know what, John? It's called double tap, baby.
Oh.
Plus, you're the one that made this 50 days instead of 40, which was originally what you had it set up as.
You know, the funny thing was, as I approached this, I kept going, was it supposed to be 60? Was it supposed to be 60 days? Was I that crazy? And then I looked and I saw last year was 50, and I went, okay. That makes a hell of a lot more sense to me. Anyway, speaking of days, exactly 15 days, according to Dragon Con, 14 if you count, if you go by my count.
We're like in your count right now. It's okay. Go with yours.
Until Dragon Con officially starts. I think it's 15 till it officially starts, 14 till I show up, which really is when the party always starts, is when I get in the room. Actually, it's 13 until I show up, because I'm actually going in Wednesday, and 14 would be Thursday. So, hey, how you feeling? You okay?
Who, me? I'm great.
Okay. Is your,
I'm great.
Your schedule finalized?
You know what? I've got to make like one more little change because I have double booked myself. Oops. But other than that, yeah, it's pretty finalized.
By the time people hear this, because as I said, we're recording 15 days out, but time this goes up, it's probably about 9 or 7 days out.
Yes. So. And I think that the Dragon Con schedule, I mean, the schedule. The one you're having right now, if you're looking at your device, is probably not the official one, depending on when this goes up. But it looks like the official one they're talking about having out at least a week before con, as usual. That's the tentative date for publication. So people, even without little devices, will be able to see it soon.
Now, they actually tried to push down a update to a little bit ago, and I don't know what it was trying to do because it didn't. And this is again 15 days out, the 15th of August, if you will. Not if you will, it is the 15th of August.
It is the 15th of August, yes.
But I did notice that it keeps scheduling me for things that I'm pretty sure I never pressed a star next to. So I'm hoping it's one of the things that they're fixing.
No, I think that actually my evil plan of putting stars in your application is working.
All right, that's awesome. Speaking of evil plans, I think we do have a master of evil plans with us.
I think you do.
Yes, we do. Lee, you want to introduce him?
I will introduce. This is Bill, who is he has been a panelist for Extract before, and also just a con goer, loves to come and has been coming for, Bill, how many years?
That's the thing. I've actually lost count.
He's commonly known as Mighty Bill, or MB for short, or The Mighty. Just call him Mighty.
But also, if you go to another certain's website's stuff at DragonCon, I'm the guy in the Devil Horns.
Devil Horns, yes.
So,
guy who drinks a whole lot of coffee for neat coffee. Very happy.
Yes. Yes, I'm the guy with the giant flask and the giant thing of beans in my hands on the neat coffee site.
Right. And so. So, of course, we're doing a fan cast, and I do want to say this real quick. Zan, if you are listening, I haven't forgotten about you. We are getting you on. Of course, we'll get you on before you even hear this, so it doesn't matter. But just so you know, we hadn't forgotten about you. I'm just really, really behind. All right. Anyway, back to Mighty Bill.
Well, that's what happens when you go on vacation during a podcasting.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's also that thing called real life that pays for John to have all that podcasting equipment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. The place we tried to run away from it, to going
that,
to the
that we run away from for at least 4 to 5 days at DragonCon. Now, coming up on 6 or 7, depending on who you are.
Well, for me, it actually will be. It will be. We're going in on Wednesday.
Yep. There you go.
And so are we. Everyone's pushing their schedules back. Everyone's kind of getting in just a little.
God help us all.
And Lee is scheduled things on to start on Thursday
anyway.
Oh, I saw the app.
Yeah,
it's not real.
I'll be sitting in that room and.
Like, you can sit in that room and twiddle your thumbs because Lee will not be there.
Actually, see, that's actually your plan, because if you do show up Thursday, you'll be setting up the room.
Yeah, you'll be able to set up the room. No, on Thursday at that time, I will be at the airport picking up Unique Geeks, by the way.
Probably.
I will, actually, now.
Okay.
I am picking up Serve and Bob on Thursday morning.
So, and by the way, Serve and Bob isn't some sort of sexual reference. It's just.
Are you sure?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay.
Lee didn't want to do this.
How did you get involved and start coming to Dragon Con? We're going to get away from that line.
Dragon Con was actually my fourth convention. Third. I'd actually gone to a Dixie Trek, which is no longer around, and a Fantasy Fair, which is no longer around. And just kept going because I was part of the Starfleet International chapter here in Atlanta as the USS Republic. And, of course, they'd always have a presence there being a fan thing. And so we'd go to the different conventions, and it just kind of stuck. And this was 1988. I was at the second DragonCon.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Very cool.
Wow.
And I've been off and on ever since. The years have bled together, and I think I've gone to some, but I don't. But I keep my badges. Mm-hmm. And I have badges for 93, 94, 95. And then I think I had a bit of a lapse and then started going back in 2001.
Oh, okay. Maybe. So what do you know why you lapsed? Was it?
Being dirt poor, living in a trailer park. That's usually what happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, being dirt poor will do it. That will do it. That is true.
You could have just shown up.
I could have, but what? Then they would be, why is that guy just standing there staring at things? but then again, I'd be one of the football fans that we have now.
Oh, I was gonna say, don't you get that now anyway? Why is he staring at me? Why is he staring at me? Why is he staring at me?
Staring at me.
Well, when you have the badge hanging around your neck, they go, "Oh, he's people watching."
Oh,
you're
okay.
Not having a badge. You're the creepy guy who's just standing there.
So
you're the creepy football guy. Yeah.
So you're the creepy con goer as opposed to just the random creepy guy.
Right. Okay. And there are many of us, so I can blend in.
Ah, it works out that well. That way. Yeah. So let me ask you, do you have a specific memory that kind of solidified this is where I belong? From the early years, I would imagine.
Yes, but that was at the first Dixie Track that I went to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, tell us about that.
Well, it was the first year they actually got, I think his name was Denny Moore, who used to be a Channel 46 personality. I don't remember him being on the news, but he was a huge Trekkie. So they actually started putting the Dixie Trek stuff up on TV, saying it's coming. But it also didn't help that the guests were the guy who played the Brigadier from Doctor Who, Julie Newmar, and Jonathan Frakes.
Oh.
Yeah, this was the first. I think Next Generation hadn't even finished the first season. And he was there. He had the beard. Didn't even know if they were going to allow him to keep it at that point.
Oh, that's right. Because the first season, he didn't have a beard.
He was clean shaven.
That's right. And then, sweet.
He grew the beard ever since they had stopped shooting. And he know if they were going to allow him to keep it, then you see the season premiere the next time, and there he is with the beard. So that just kind of dragged me in, going, okay, there are more people like me out there, and just kept going and going and just didn't stop.
Right, because back then that would be, you know, pre-internet, so you really didn't have the communication you do now, where, you know, we all realize, hey, we've been here the whole time, we just couldn't talk to each other.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you weren't part of a fan group or weren't going to the local comic book store, the local model store or gaming store, you didn't really know there are other people out there like you. And so having them all in one big place having fun just kind of screams the geek out. I remember the first year I took Aruka, my girlfriend. We just walked in Thursday after getting our badges, and she was shaking like a leaf. And that's just Thursday night. Well, it's just people kind of walking around. She was so excited to be there.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's awesome. What was I going to say? So you start going to Dragon Con in
88. 88. I think I went back in 92, had a run from there, stopped about 97.
Okay.
At the Gap, then I've been straight since 2001.
Where have you been hanging out mostly? Where have you spent most of your time, and what tracks have you spent most of your time in?
Oh God, there weren't really tracks back then. Just wherever I was, I'm what I like to call a shotgun geek.
Okay.
I pretty much have geek in little bits of everywhere, and I pretty much just wandered. If it looked interesting, I stayed. If not, I went and found something else. So, I mean, I now end up basically following Need Coffee like the dead.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate for you as well. I mean, we were talking earlier, you said that you've been listening to the podcast, which I said was also unfortunate. And then you also, so really what it boils down to is you have no life.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. As long as we're clear on that.
We're good with that. Sorry.
Try to go, we'll stand in line, go see the big guests when we can. We'll wander the dealer's room in the Walk of Fame. We just kind of, whatever catches our eye, that's where we are.
Awesome. So this year, is there anything you're really looking forward to, either a panel or a guest star or stars, or just, I'm just going to take in whatever I can find?
I think that's, I have been perusing the app. I've seen, of course, like the Fun Fest. And unfortunately, one of the people I really wanted to get an autograph this year, Carrie Ells, has canceled. It was like at the top of our list to get an autograph. But of course, Warehouse 13 people, they're always a blast to see. Pete.
They are so nice, and we're so excited to have them back. Yeah.
In fact, Eddie McClintock actually responded to a tweet I threw up. I put up the basic clip on Warehouse 13 was one of the best TV shows on TV right now. And I got a response going, "You got very good taste, sir."
Okay.
And he actually remembered me when I got his autograph that year at Dragon Con. It was his first year.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, yeah. With that flask you carry around, you are kind of hard to miss. And the horns, you're hard to forget, too.
The horns I don't wear all the time, and last year was the first year I actually had that flask. So.
Oh, okay.
You usually wear a kilt.
Yes, I've gotten to the point where I wear nothing but kilts at con.
Let me ask you, where do you get your kilts from?
Well, actually, out of the seven that I have, I actually get them from three different places. Kilt, which is, I've got three from them. I've got three from a company called Sports Kilt, which is a company out of California that makes more traditional-looking kilts, but for people who actually do sport in them. In fact, they are recommended by the National Scottish Athletic Association.
Okay, that was Sports Kilt, you said?
Sports Kilt, yeah, one word. And they're actually, if you want a kilt, and they do have, like, even if they're not Scottish, they do have the plaids that you can wear no matter what who you are, the universal kilt plaids. And they're actually a lot cheaper. They start, depending on your waist size, at like $50. And they do have one small pocket hidden to where you don't need the spore in it, but I would say get the spore in because it helps. And my leather one I've been wearing just recently, I got from a place called Alt Kilt. which is kind of a someone else doing the Utilikilt style of kilt.
Okay. Now you said I got to make sure that I understood this. You said that there was one of them was $50. You said.
Yeah. Well, that's if you have a small waist.
Okay.
Sports kilt starts at small, and they start about $50, and then go up from there. They're not full wool, and they're held on by Velcro, but they look really nice and they hang really well.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Because actually, I have actually been looking for a kilt, and I haven't. Oh, hey, look, it came right up, sportkilt.com.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And they carry other styles. They do carry the stuff that's a little more Utilikilt-like. And those, of course, prices change and stuff. And they carry the shirts and the socks, and you can even get the shoes and the little dagger you keep in your sock.
Oh, okay. That's actually pretty cool. Actually, it looks like they even have, they said they're on their ad there, they have the little mud runner thing. And I've been.
Yeah, the Tough Mudder thing. Yeah. And they've been promoting that. Yeah.
That's
you
awesome.
Can actually get now, to see where people you play all different. They even got military people. They have, like, the Marine Corps and people in the Marine Corps in Iraq wearing them.
Okay, well, I do have to ask, are you going full Scottish or not?
Well, I'll give you the answer I normally give the females, and if you're brave enough to ask, you're brave enough to find out for yourself.
Okay. Well,
I didn't ask. Ha ha, John, you got to go find out.
I won't. Okay, I'll let you keep that
sounds
to yourself.
Sounds like a
then.
Fun fest game.
No, actually, that'd be an awesome one. Guess which one is going full. And you get five guys up there with the
on. It would be easy to find five guys at DragonCon in a kilt. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think it'd be harder to find five guys that aren't in the kilt.
Yeah, that's actually true. John, have you ever worn a kilt?
No, but as I was saying, because a little behind the scenes, we've been dropping people just trying to figure get the sound sorted out. But I haven't. But I've actually I've been wanting to. I've been wanting to get a kilt.
My husband has one, and he greatly enjoys his. When I can get him to wear it, he's not as quick to wear it as you are, Bill. But he usually does at least one day at Dragon Con.
It's kind of funny because I did wear mine to work today, and I am sitting here in one of my Utilikilts. So
they're comfies. They are comfy.
Oh yeah, they're extremely comfortable. And yes, if you wear anything under it, it becomes a skirt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to know. So, what do you call it? What was I trying to say? Oh, okay. So we talked to, you mentioned, the folks that you wanted to see this year. What does your schedule look like besides just, the folks that you, the guests that you wanted to see? Is there anything, any panel that you want to absolutely hit,
I think out of all of them, I kind of looking forward to it sounds like I'm kissing ass now, but the Neat Coffee improv game.
Which one? You mean the Fun Fest or the Solve This?
The Solve This, yes. I want to see the live one just because I've listened to them enough and listened how fast Widge can get destroyed by the people doing their thing, that seeing it live would just be hilarious.
Yeah. I actually that's all mirrors and tricks. We don't even record that live. We just kind of call in our own stuff and then he reacts. And that's just how it really works. So I'm not sure how it's going to work live. I believe that they are writing the script for that now. None of this is true.
Yeah.
Not a bit of that is true. The script.
The script's already been written. It's not being written right now. Anyway, what was I going to say?
Honestly, I think it's just basically I can't wait for con.
Yeah.
As the schedule gets more concrete, seeing what's there and trying to make the stuff and making sure, because I know with the larger panels, because I would like to see the True Blood people. I would like to see the Warehouse 13 people. and just being at con, because when you end up at the karaoke place on Sunday night and see Colin Ferguson wearing a moonwalking through the lobby of the Hilton wearing a Robin Hood hat, just kind of makes your con.
That is actually pretty sweet. Yes,
that is pretty sweet.
Now, where you said that words, they are hard and difficult to get out of mouth.
Well, you had a really long day today.
Oh God, I've had a horrible day. Anyway, the karaoke, that's what I was trying to get. Where is the karaoke? Because I've heard many a thing about it, and maybe people don't want to say where it is just because they want to keep it to themselves.
Well, considering it was jam-packed with people, I don't think they can keep it a secret. It's in the Hilton. On basically, there's a bar across from the check-in desk,
mm-hmm.
that has a little pit area, and the guy sets up there. We had gotten a text from some friends saying, "Hey, let's all get together. We haven't got together. Meet us down here at the karaoke." And I was like, "Okay." We go through the habit trail going from the Marriott to the Hilton, going, I wonder where the karaoke is. We hit it, and you can hear the crowd singing at the top of their lungs, "Don't Stop Believing." And they're going, I think we found.
That is very awesome.
And then you get there, and there's Colin Ferguson, there's Misha Collins, and the two girls who are not Felicia Day on the Guild. just tearing the place up. In fact, the guy, and I can never remember his name, but he played the owner of the shop on Eureka, the restaurant. He actually got up and sang Steppenwolf.
Oh, nice.
I want to say Magic Carpet Ride.
Oof.
And he just tore it up. But, you know, it's stuff like that. That's one of the reasons why I can't wait for con, because you will run into stuff like that, just wandering around.
That's nice. Is there anything else that you maybe last year that really blew you away that you ran into that you weren't expecting to run into, that besides the karaoke? I keep forgetting what that word is called. It's karaoke. Okay.
I think that was pretty much it. That was the topper. I mean, there's at least one thing every con, and that's usually it. I mean, you get when you're staying at Marriott and you share the elevator not once but twice with Virginia Hay from Farscape.
Nice.
You know, it's walking through the Walk of Fame and have almost run into the Beastmaster, and he just sticks his hand out, shakes your hand, and says, "How's it going?" And then walks on. You know, you got stuff like that. So
was his ferret with him?
No.
Oh, okay.
No ferrets.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate.
I'm sure there are enough congoers there that smell like ferrets that we could have faked it. But
speaking of which, what is your best con tip? What would you say to somebody that was brand new coming to con this year? What is going to get them through their con experience in the most enjoyable manner?
I think my biggest thing is don't try to see everything. Make your plan ahead of time, have backups, knowing that, you want to see William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, but there's a chance you're not going to get in to see them. Make sure there's another panel that you can get to, you know, and enjoy too. It's gotten so big that there's no way you're going to see everything. That would be my first major tip is just be prepared to miss something.
And just for the record, Leonard Nimoy and Shatner are not here this year, right?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Because in your example, I just wanted to make sure that nobody was going to look for Leonard Nimoy. What, Nimoy? Nimoy.
Nimoy.
Either one. Okay. He does both. The answer
is best. They aren't there. However, Gillian Anderson is. So is Richard Dean Anderson.
I need to at least put eyeballs on. I don't care if I see her is either in the Walk of Fame or in her panel. I just want to see what she looks like. Her and Rose McGowan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so is Jason Momoa. Whatever.
Jason Momoa? Yes.
Momoa.
He's Momoa, the leader of the Dothrakis.
Yes, he is.
Seriously?
Yeah,
they added him yesterday, I think.
Oh, wow.
So he's...
Well, he's dead now, so he can make it.
Yeah.
Well, he's also really, really dull.
And he was also in, you know...
That other show, Stargate.
Stargate Atlantis. Yeah, whatever.
And that movie that nobody saw, Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Conan the Barbarian, people sure did see.
Yeah. Did you see it?
No.
No? Bill, did you see?
The Conan movie?
Yeah.
No. And I passed it several times on Netflix. And was like, do I really want to watch it? Maybe later.
Wow.
Okay, people saw it because it did make some money.
Well, yeah, I get it. No. I get the got it. And I'm sure that he was perfectly fine in it. It's just one of those things that it probably didn't need to get remade. It was fine on its own. Let us live in our past. What's that new movie with that just came out?
Total Recall.
Total Recall, yeah. Now, from what I hear, it's fine, but...
Yeah, why don't you get movies that actually sucked and then reboot those?
Take
something
that
would have been better if they had had a better budget and redo those. So, stuff like that. Like, I heard someone listening to something say, do Explorers now. Because it was a wonderful, cute little movie, but the special effects back in the day just weren't the best.
Well,
the special effects we have now, you could make Explorers and make it look pretty damn good.
Now, listen, Bill, they are doing Elf, so you're going to get your wish.
Oh, God. They are doing Elf.
Of course they're doing
Elf. Elf's going to be totally CGI.
That is awesome. That will work out perfectly, I say with my tongue firmly implanted in my cheek.
We don't want to see the when they switched the seamlessly between puppet and midget in a suit?
Don't try and see everything. That's a very good point. And of course, I will remind everyone, to you, your fellow Congoers, it is nice if you take a shower every once in a while.
Yes.
4-2-1.
And what does that mean? What does that mean again?
4 hours of sleep, 2 good meals, like healthy meals a day, and 1 shower.
Yeah, ramen and pocky do not make a good meal.
No.
Oh, ramen. I thought you said Robin. I was sitting here going, what the heck is Robin? Who's eating Robin?
There are enough Robins out there. We could probably catch one, cook them, and eat them.
Yeah, who's eating Robin besides Batgirl? But what? What did I say?
It all depends on the fanfic you're reading.
Oh, John Boutel.
50 Shades of Dark Knight.
Rule 34 is going to be out there soon.
Now, I live with a fanfic writer who still reads a lot of fanfic, and I'm sure it's already been written.
It may already have been done. That is true. That is true.
All I have to say is one word, Wincest.
Oh, God. Please don't. Please don't. I have to do panels on that soon.
Oh, you do, don't you? It's unfortunate for you.
Well, actually, the adult fanfic panel is not held in my room. A couple of years ago, the Whedonverse director said, you know what, let's just do one all at once, do it in my room, everybody come over, we do it at 11:30 Saturday night, and that's what they do. So all fanfic is talked about then.
Over in the Westin.
Go
over to the Westin. Don't feel
11:30 Saturday night.
You certainly shouldn't feel like you're being exiled. No, not at all.
Not at all. Yes.
Not at all. Don't feel like you're being exiled.
We are. It is. This panel, my understanding, can go on like 4 hours.
No kids allowed.
It covers everything.
Is there a topic of what is out of bounds?
No.
I wonder if they talk about that.
Talk about that, but.
But the answer is nothing.
One, yeah, pretty much.
Honestly, from what I've learned, if your perverted little mind can come up with it, it's been written.
Probably has. I did not find that Scooby-Doo one I was looking for one time, but I was very happy not to find it. I'm not saying find it for me now, people. I was very happy.
What she wants you to do is to find it, print it out, bind it, and bring it to the extract room. Where can the X-Rack Room be found, Lee?
Wherever John is.
I can hand it to him. Yes, and...
Or you could just burn her a copy of the Scooby-Doo porn.
Oh, okay. Oh, that she found. That she found easily. That was not a problem. Yeah. All right. So, Mighty Bill, where can folks find you? Where are you on the web, on the Twitters? I believe you have a podcast you do.
I am Mighty Bill pretty much anywhere where there is social media. That is my name. You can also find me under the Kinky and the Geek banner, which is www.kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com. And we do put out, unfortunately, with all the stuff that's been going on with my co-host, we've been very sporadically putting stuff up. We're trying to fix that.
But you do have archives, so people can always...
We have from 17 on up on iTunes.
Okay.
We got caught in the Rock Band fallout, where they decided to cut, where whoever was running the Rock Band site, not Rock Band, sorry, Garage Band, they used to have podcasting, an upload service.
Oh, really?
And then they killed it, and now we're our first 17, because we actually did episode 0, because I'm a comic book geek that way.
Right.
And we had them there, and we've kind of lost them due to that and computers dying and hard drives having to be rebooted and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, so if anybody has that, they can burn a copy and bring it to Mighty Bill. All right, go on.
Yes, I would love to have a copy of my first 17 shows. We also have a YouTube channel. We put stuff up. In fact, there's a trick mixing video I had put up, and also ripped off a couple of what we call the web homers, but we do it from con.
Oh, okay.
Instead of from movies. And you can see, especially with the latest one that's up there, is the Frolicon. You can see I've had a little bit too much fun on the ride home.
And where can they find that on the YouTubes?
That would be YouTube under Kicking the Geek.
All right, sweet. And as always, we will link to the stuff from the Unique Geek on the post for this particular podcast. So if you miss some of that, we will we'll post to it. And we do know where Mighty Bill is. He is a friend. We do keep track of them. The law requires that we do.
There is that restraining order. Also, if you want to see me and better half Ruka, we are doing our Supernatural panel again for Miss
Lee.
Yes,
you are. Woohoo!
I'm thinking we are the 7 o'clock Sunday, because the only name is underneath.
Oh, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yes,
because you have underneath the wonderful priest that you have on your staff is also, he's the only name under speakers.
Yeah.
Which was very off-putting when he showed up in his civvies for our panel last year.
he wasn't wearing the collar.
Yes, he is. And in fact, that's one of the two Friday panels I really want to see is the angels, demons, and archangels panel with him.
That should be a very, very interesting panel, actually. I'm very excited that he was doing that one, so I'm like, woohoo, it should be awesome.
Sweet.
It's some really interesting discussions if you're into people using those that you use Catholic mythos, as you could say, as a story base.
Yeah, because he's going to take it all apart. It's going to be awesome.
Cool. And that's right before them? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's the one I want to see. He's doing that one Friday. Our panel with Aruka, myself, and Unidentified Madman is Sunday night at 7.
Okay.
That totally sounds correct, and now I'm looking it up because now I can't remember.
Well, as always, do remember that all schedules are tentative?
All schedules are tentative. That is not Sunday. I've got something double booked at 7, so I got to look at that.
Okay, then I guess
right now it is at 7, but it will get moved. Yeah.
Okay.
So be sure to check the Daily Dragon, your little app thingy, and whatnot, and you will find it's a Supernatural panel for.
It says Supernatural, what we loved, continue to love, and hope for. It's going to be a fan discussion on things that have happened, things that are happening and what we hope to see as the show keeps going.
I can't wait for this year because I got stuff to say.
But that will very likely be moved because I have, it's okay. Against one of our big panels for Warehouse 13. But I'm going to look around.
Yeah, it'd be the three sitting in front of the in front of an empty room if it was up against that.
I know. Yeah, like wait. Well, you never know. There, you know, it's different. People go to different things, which is always good.
This is true. I was very surprised to see when we first started the first year we did it, and the room was almost completely packed.
I know.
And I proceeded to piss off most of them.
No, that happened. Don't do it again. No, I'm joking. It's gonna happen.
Well, I called Sam a junkie. And that seemed to just crawl all over everybody. So
you called Saint Sam a junkie?
Yeah, well, that's what he was.
I have absolutely no idea what anybody's talking about right now.
Oh, well, don't worry.
You're listening to the Doctor Who speak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Go ahead. That's it. Yes, that is. That is all. That is all we have. All right. So, again, you can find links to Mighty Bill and all of his stuff over at the Unique Geek where this was posted to. And thank you very much for joining us, Bill. It was a
pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. And I think we have like two more fan podcasts we're putting up after this. So keep an eye out for them. And of course, we will still have a couple more podcasts before the con. And I guess we'll see you all there.
So,
this is John for Bill and Lee saying until next time, peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.